Hello, Vela High School. This is Paul Hageman at the South Texas Jazz Festival. Looking forward to your performance. Good start. Yeah, drummer could be a little stronger. Got much more snare drum. Solo. Yeah, Joseph. Yeah, Joseph, way to go, man. Back in the drum kit, sock, 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 much more sound in this second line slash Zydeco type style. You want more snare drum, more snare drum. Nice solo. Band sound good, solid. Do do da 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 da. Yeah, nice job, nice job. So just make sure everybody, you know, da do da 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 da, that it's really dragging your air through. They're very smooth, very connected, and all those, you know, make sure nothing's coming out da 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 da. And I'm exaggerating when I say that, but just to make a point, just got to be ba do ba da ba do ba da ba do ba da ba do ba. And the main thing is your air. The air has to really drag through there. Make sure that it's really blowing through on all those lines. The band sound is really good, very mature, strong sound, which is great. But just make sure, you know, we're all listening to each other and matching on that. So, and snare drum, much louder on that Zydeco second line groove. It just needs to be really coming out more.
My funny valley.
like this, everybody in the band should be on the eighth note, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and two, got. So I need to hear a little more hi-hat on two and four, and a lot more stirring from the drummer on this. So is this swing right here or straight? The drummer's not showing a swing, and the band's playing swing right there. So we got a contradiction of styles right through that little spot. Nice job, Milo. Check a few of the pitches in there. I think when you go back and listen to the recording, you're going to hear a few little pitches off a little bit. And like I said, you know, stylistically, you got to do more straight tone and then add a vibrato later when you go and listen to Sinatra or some of those guys. You'll hear what I'm talking about. All right. But like I said, in rhythm section, you know, we've got to get the balance a little better. I'm just not hearing enough drum kit so far. Thank you. almost picked up just there. That quarter note's almost early. We're picking up, moving forward on the time. For some reason. Those figures rush. You gotta control them. Be thinking that at 16, every beat. Believe it or not, when you go ba-da-ba-da-da-da, that second quarter note is just ever so early. Ba-do-ba-da-da-da is coming out. Ba-do-ba-da-da-da instead of ba-do-ba-da-da-da-do-da-da-da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-do-ba. It's just got to be that much later. So the whole thing is just pushing. Anytime you push a downbeat like that, you're pushing the tempo. The thing is, the tempo slows back immediately, but those first two beats of those measures are just that much ahead. It's just a little bit of an uncomfortable groove when you do that. So, you know, we just got to relax that a little bit, and that tune will really cook more. Rhythm section did better on the style on that tune than the first two. So just got to really, really make sure, you know, that everything is locking in tempo groove-wise. You know, that it's like the wind players are really strong, and the rhythm section is pretty strong by itself, but it's like the two sections aren't playing together all the time, is what I'm hearing. And I look on my score sheet, and you know, the wind scores are pretty high, and the rhythm section scores are, you know, kind of moderate and not low or anything like that, of course. But I just feel like, you know, we got to really combine the two into one band a little bit more. And I think that'll really improve the overall performance and make things feel more comfortable and more exciting in the long run. But good job, Ben. You know, good soloists. A lot of great things going on. I'm being nitpicky, you know, when I'm talking about these things. But y'all are a good enough band where, you know, I think if y'all really work at locking in that time and the groove on those things, I think you're going to see what I'm talking about, that it really grooves and feels right all the time. So, all right. Congratulations, guys. I enjoyed your performance. It's great hearing you today. Wishing y'all all the best.